songs, two songs.
Blog Talk Radio.
King James Version. King James Version. King James Version. Oh, Dalton just said one song, Mike.
Okay. Should be playing here.
My ideas and concept must be a reality, so all my dreams can come to be a possibility. All success start with a decision just to try. Failing is inevitable if we do not fight. Knowing your purpose, meaningful life. Great execution bring confidence in your smile. If you believe, then you can fly. Don't wait for more time, you can soar up to the sky. Say I'm a winner, greatest live inside of me. Nothing you can do to stop me from believing. Yeah, I know I can, I know I will, 'cause I'm a winner. Every day to greet the morning sun, to ensure what I said I'll do what's really done. Come in my plans, I got no procrastination. All weakness in my life I have to overcome. No time for doubt, no time for fear. Problems will come but I will let them disappear. I cannot slow down, I have to run. I see the time and I must complete the mission. 'Cause I'm a winner, greatest live inside of me. Nothing you can do to stop me from believing. Yeah, I know I can, I know I will, 'cause I'm a winner.
Good evening, everyone, and praise the Lord, and welcome to Live Deliverance Internet Radio here on blogtalk.com. I am your host, Brother Mike, and it's a blessing and a pleasure to be here with you once again this evening to be able to spread the word, share the gospel with you. We would like to thank you for tuning in to us, and we have a very powerful teaching that's going to be coming forth tonight. We're going to be talking about divine healing and the strong man of unbelief. But before we get started with tonight's teaching, let's go ahead and thank our sponsors for allowing this broadcast to happen. Reverend D.W. Dalton, Reverend Wilmore, Reverend Wallace Jackson, Reverend Turnipseed, Reverend A.T. Pickens, Reverend Jennings, Reverend Dalton, and Reverend McDaniels. Amen. And we would like to also thank the churches who are listening in and tuning in to us as well that are parishioners of the churches, that are the ministers that I just mentioned. We would like to thank all of those who are listening as well in attendance. All right. Now, we have a couple of shout-outs that we're going to go ahead and let Brother John give. And then after that, the next voice that you will hear will be that of Brother Emmett Overton and the teaching on divine healing and the strong man of unbelief. Brother John, you have the mic.
Amen, amen. Good evening, everybody. I'd like to give a shout-out to a couple of friends of mine. That's Pastor Stillman, Pastor Claiborne, Pastor Frazier. No, it's Deacon Claiborne. I'm sorry. Pastor Stillman, Deacon Claiborne, Brother Frazier, Brother McDonald, and Brother Douglas, Brother Williams, and Deacon Bennett. God bless you all, and I know you've enjoyed the session tonight. Be blessed.
Amen. All right, folks, let's go ahead and get a quick sound check from Brother Emmett, and then after that, we're going to turn it over to his hands. Brother Emmett, can we get a sound check, please?
Okay. Sound check testing 1, 2, 3. Sound check testing 1, 2, 3. Sound check testing 1, 2, 3. All right. You got King James Version, Mike?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we want to thank everyone for listening to us here tonight at Live Deliverance Internet Radio. August 21st, I tell you, the things are going in the spirit realm is moving. We see that the prayers of the saints have been answered. Mr. Fixer, Michael Cohen, he ratting, and Mr. Trump's involved. I told you, brothers and sisters, 3 months ago that he was going to get impeached. See, when you can hear God, you can stand on his word. He will be impeached. Justice will prevail in this nation. And I thank the Lord for your prayers. Keep praying. Keep binding up this spirit of anger. These are spirits. We're dealing with people that don't even know that spirits are controlling them, evil spirits. And Christians are being blind by these evil spirits, these so-called evangelicals. This is blind because they don't know deliverance. Deliverance is a powerful ministry. We're going to talk about another aspect of deliverance tonight, divine healing. God requires and wants all of us to get healed. With that, what stops our divine healing? The strong man of unbelief. Not only does it block you to receive faith, it blocks you to receive all the blessings of God, unbelief. Now, we're going to do this in a segment. It's going to take a while because I have a lot of scriptures to give you and some revelation that the Lord gave me. This is beautiful how he gave it to me. I got this less than 5 minutes before I got on air. I glanced at it this morning, and the book just opened right to what God wanted me to see. And he showed me two comparisons of healing and the conditions of it and what brought these people and how they got healed so quick because of something that they did, and you need to learn that. Heavenly Father, Lord, we come in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus of Nazareth, how God has anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil because God was with him. Come, Holy Spirit, use me as your oracle. And we ask that the power of God penetrate the hearer tonight. We ask that everyone who hears this word be blessed by hearing the word of God. I pray that the power of the Holy Spirit be upon all of our listeners tonight. I bind Satan. I bind the deaf, dumb, mute spirit. I bind any demonic force that would hinder the hearer from being blessed. Father, I thank you for the revelation of your word. We give all honor and glory to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God doesn't want us to be sick. We're going to start this off with, I'm going to read Matthew chapter 9, verse 1. There's something very interesting in that. And then we're going to go to Matthew chapter 9, verse 18. And we're going to see something very interesting. This is going to set up this teaching tonight on divine healing. Now, as we go into the segments of this teaching, we will move into the strong man of unbelief. That is what blocks the divine healing. So I wanted to give you the information on what God says about healing, his requirements. What must we do to receive healing? Just as these two individuals, or three individuals, how they received their healing. Let's look at the book. Matthew 9:1, and he entered into a ship and passed over and came into his own city. And behold, they brought to him a man sick of palsy, lying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, see, he saw their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, son, be of good cheer. Thy sins be forgiven thee. And behold, certain of the scribes wished with themselves, the man must be a blasphemer. So Satan was attacking what Jesus was doing. He saw their faith. And divine healing requires that you have faith. Let's go to Matthew chapter 9, verse 18. While he speak these things unto them, behold, there came a certain ruler. Now, pay close attention to this. The Lord showed me something, and I really want to explore this and give it to you. It's hidden, but I'm going to reveal it to you. The Holy Ghost is going to reveal it to you through me. Matthew 9:18. While he spoke these things unto them, behold, there came a certain ruler and worshiped him, saying, now this is a ruler, a man, came about my daughter. So he came about his daughter. Is Eve now dead? But come and lay thy hands upon her, and she shall live. Now watch this. You ain't going to hear nothing about this no more, because somebody else is going to come in the picture, and they want some healing. Watch this. And Jesus arose and followed him, and so did his disciples. Now watch this. And behold, a woman. This is somebody else. This is not the man. Because the word of God says, my daughter is even now dead. And so it says, while he spoke these things unto them, there came a certain ruler and worshiped him, saying, my daughter is even now dead. But come and lay thy hand upon her, and she shall live. Now he's going in proxy for another, for his daughter. But somebody else comes in the picture. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him. This is a woman. Now, the other one was a what? A man, a ruler. So that's a man and a woman. And both of them want to get healed. Both of them desire to get healed. Do you see that revelation, Brother Mike?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever saw it before like that? Hello?
Yes, sir. Not simultaneously, but yeah. I've looked at them individually, but never have I thought about it like that.
Because you see here, it says, and behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. This is a woman in verse 20. Matthew 9:20, a woman. Matthew 9:18, a man. Because it says, a ruler's daughter raised. So she was raised. So it already lets you know she was healed. So there's two people coming after Christ. What got their attention? What got Christ's attention? Their faith. What got the man's attention over here in Matthew 9:2? And Jesus seeing their faith. So on this journey, divine healing is based on your faith. Now, deliverance ministry and healing are interwoven. That's why I'm teaching this. This is the part of the ministry of deliverance. I'm a demonologist, and I'm a curseologist. I specialize in curses and demons. But I also have a calling in this same ministry of healing. That's right. That's the part of the ministry of deliverance. So we're going to give you a part that needs to be taught every day. And if you do these principles, you will get healed. The problem of sickness and disease is interwoven with the problem of sin and death. The consequences of the fall wherein medical science views the cause of sickness and disease in psychological terms. Now, let me let you all know that medical science cannot heal everything. I got a scripture for that. Jeremiah 46:11. Give me that, Brother Mike. Jeremiah 46:11. So let's get something straight. Medication can't heal everything. And this is where the power of God. Not only does God, can God heal you from sickness, he can heal you from a lot of verbal abuse. The Lord has said to me, there's a lot of you guys been abused, man. You've been violated, you've been abused, you've been talked down to, and you need inner healing. And God can restore your soul. That's the part of healing. In Psalms 23, he said he restored your soul. Restore it. He can restore. That's healing. So when we say healing, let's don't just look at divine healing. Let's look at inner healing, spiritual healing, restoration. That's a form of healing. Okay, Brother Mike, give me Jeremiah 46:11.
Go up into Gilead and take balm, O virgin, the daughter of Egypt. In vain shalt thou use many medicines, for thou shalt not be cured.
In vain thou shalt use many medicines, and thou shalt not be cured. So you need to learn this, because some medications can't heal you. You have to have faith. You have to have faith. Here are some acts of spiritual of makeup that we need. We need to understand that God's provision is redemption. It is expenses of the consequences of fall for sin. God provides forgiveness from death. God provides eternal resurrected life. And for sickness, God provides healing. Yes, that God does. God provides healing for inner sickness. Let's look at this. I'm going to turn to, let me read this one, Mike. I'm going to go to Psalms 103, 1 through 5. Psalms 103, 1 through 5. Blessed the Lord, my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits. All of his benefits. Healing is a benefit for Christians. And it is so sad that, you know, I'm healed. And I was looking for a sign. I said, Lord, I'm healed, but I don't. The Lord said, why do you want to see the signs of the sickness if I'm healed you? I said, but Lord, they say it's still in me. He said, you are healed. Are you going to believe me or they? And a lot of us can lose our healing by doing that. Who have forgiven all thy iniquities. Now watch this. This is Psalms 103, verse 3. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy disease. That's AIDS. All thy disease. That's cancer. All thy disease. That's every disease, any disease you can think of. I can't name all of them. That's everything. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who heal all thy diseases. Who heal all thy diseases. Who heal all thy diseases. Brother Mike, give me Luke 4:18. Give me Luke 4:18.
Luke 4:18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised.
To set at liberty them abused, to heal the blind. Why? You don't see that in the church. Don't forget faith. We also can see this in Luke 5:17-26. Luke 5:17-26, Brother Mike. We're going to go scripture by scripture with this. The Lord told me to give this to you guys, scripture by scripture with this.
And it came to pass on a certain day.
Sound check, testing one. Hang on. Sound check, testing one. I got a technical problem. Keep going, Mike. My other computer went out.
And it came to pass on a certain day, as he was teaching, that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them. And behold, men brought in a bedded man which was taken up with palsy. And they sought means to bring him in and to lay him before him. And when they could not find by what way they might bring him in because of the multitude, they went upon the housetop and let him down through the tiling with his couch into the midst before Jesus. And when he saw their faith, he said unto the man, thy sins are forgiven thee. And the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, saying, who is this which speaketh blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone? But when Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answering said unto them, what reason ye in your hearts? Whether it is easier to say, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, rise up and walk. But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power upon earth to forgive sins, he said unto the sick of the palsy, and I say unto thee, arise and take up thy couch and go into thine house.
You see, Thus doing Jesus' earthly life, he therefore ministered the teaching of God's word by teaching repentance from sin. The sin problem and the blessing of God's kingdom don't work together. And healing of every kind of sickness, disease, and infirmity amongst the people. God did that. Let's look at this. Brother Michael, let's go to Matthew chapter 4, verse 23 and 24. I got the bag up running.
And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought him unto him all sick people that were taken with diverse diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those that were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them.
You see the interwoven between healing and deliverance? Healing absorbs the deliverance ministers, the garbage collector, cleans out. Then healing comes in and restores life. That's why this ministry is very, very, very productive. It needs to be implemented in the church. And a lot of people need to use this ministry interwoven between deliverance and healing because people are sick. You got folks going to church every day sick, don't even know that they can get healed. Matthew 8:16-17, when the eve was come, they brought unto him many that was possessed with devils. And he cast out the spirit with his word and healed all that were sick. Healed all that were sick. Healed all that were sick. Don't forget your faith. Don't forget where we started off with this. We started off about the faith because three people had faith. Let's go back and recapitulate. Let's go to Matthew 9:1. And he entered into a ship and passed over and came into his own city. And behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy, laying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. And they got healed. Let Jesus see your faith. Don't forget, let him see your faith, and you can get healed. Confess the healing. Confess the healing. Even if you don't see the healing, you have to keep confessing the healing. The devil's going to attack you every day to take what God wants to give you. This is a battle. And when you don't fight back, they steal, kill, and destroy your health. You don't have to take that. You have to fight this every day. And when you get your healing, you got to maintain it by speaking the right things out your mouth. Matthew 9:18, while he speak these things unto them, behold, there came a certain ruler, this is a man, and worshiped him. I mean, he worshiped Jesus, saying, my daughter is Eve, now dead. Come and lay thy hands upon her, and she shall live. But come and lay your hand. He already knew that Jesus was going to heal his daughter before he even got there. And that's the faith that you got to get in order to receive your healing. Don't forget another woman behind. She said, wait a minute, I'm finna get mine now. And Jesus arose, Matthew 9:19, and followed him, and so did his disciples. And behold, a woman, this is somebody else, which I said earlier, which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years, came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, if I may touch his garment, I shall be whole. See, she got her blessing because she believed. So you have to believe. Under any circumstances, you have to confess God's word. It is medicine for your soul. You have to confess his word. You have to confess his word. You have to confess his word. You have to say, who forgiven all thy iniquities, who healed all thy diseases. Psalms 103:3. You got to say that all day, every day. Just keep saying it until you get healed. God will, concerning healing, is revealed in four ways in Scripture. One, God's own pronouncement in Exodus 15:23, God promised health and healing for his people if they remain faithful to his covenant and commandments. If they remain faithful to his covenant and commandments, and the problem that we have, we don't remain faithful and we open up the door to sickness to ourselves. We're going to look at that in Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. I got it, Mike. Can you hear me, Mike?
Yeah. I got you.
Exodus. I got this one, 15:26. And said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I, the Lord thy God, that healeth thee. You have to be obedient. And when we don't be obedient, we fall into sin. This stops our blessings from you. Here you are, you trying to get healed from sickness, and you fornicating. Now you got to ask the Lord to forgive you. God will forgive you. You got to start back over. Then you bet, and see, you're struggling with the flesh, or you may have an alcohol, you're drinking yourself to death where you can't concentrate to have faith to confess your faith. His pronouncement was twofold. One, I will put none of these diseases upon thee as judgments, which I have brought upon the Egyptians. And B, I am the Lord that healeth thee as Redeemer. God continued to be doctor or healer of his Old Testament people wherever they earnestly sought his face and obeyed his word. Everywhere the children of Israel obeyed God, he brought health to the nation and to those individuals. Let's look at that in 2 Kings. 2 Kings chapter 20, verse 5.
All right, 2 Kings chapter 20 and verse 5.
I got it, Mike. I got it. 2 Kings chapter 20, verse 5. Wait a minute, I got it, Mike. 2 Kings 20, verse 5. Turn again and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, thus said the Lord thy God of David, thy father, I have heard thy prayer. I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will heal thee. On the third day thou shalt go up unto thy house of the Lord, and I will add unto the days 15 years, and I will deliver thee at this city and the land and the kingdom of Syrians, and I will defend the city. He said he was going to do what? Heal. He go healing. I will heal thee. 2 Kings 5. 2 Kings 20, verse 5. I will heal thee. I will heal thee. I will heal thee. Watch this. I got to show you something. Hang on. Where's that, Lord? Where's that? 38:5. Hang on. Wait 1 minute. That's it. 38:8. The Lord showing me something live. Wait a minute. This ain't prepared. 38. Go say unto Hezekiah, thus saith the Lord thy God of David, thy father, I have heard thy prayer, I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will add unto thee days 15 years. God's statement that Hezekiah must prepare for death, and Hezekiah prayed to God, is an important application for our relationship to God and all things that God declare to see our hearts humbly to him and willfully to be cleansed by Jesus Christ. So if you ask Christ to forgive you, honestly, and believe that Christ has forgiven you, you are healed. Your sins is paid. You're justified just as you have never sinned. And if you maintain a relationship like that with the Lord, you can get healed. People are looking for zapping. There ain't no zappings. Jesus' ministry as the incarnated Son of God was in the exact representation of God's nature and character. Christ was just like God. He healed just the way his father healed in the Old Testament. Let's look at this. Big Mike, I need Hebrews 1:3.
Okay. Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 3. Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high.
After Christ provides the forgiveness of our sins by his death on the cross, he took his place of authority at the right hand of God. Christ's redeeming activity in the heavenlies involves his ministry of divine healing for all who believe in the name of Yeshua the Messiah. Don't let doubt block you from your healing. Let's look at Colossians 1:15, Big Mike, and then Colossians 2:9.
All right, say that first one again. You broke up. Colossians what? The first one?
1:15. I appreciate the tickets you gave me for the Cleveland Browns. I don't think I want to go to the game, though.
That's Colossians 1:15. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature?
That's God. Jesus is the firstborn. So through Christ, the healing provisions that's in the Old Testament is now applicable for us because we call him Abba, our Father. In his earthly ministry, we look at Matthew 4:23-24, Matthew 8:14-16, and 9:35. Also, we look at 15:28, Mark 1:32-34. And Mark 1:40-41, and Luke 4:40, and Acts 10:38, Jesus reveals God's will in action. In John 6:38, and John 6:14, and John 6:10, it thus shows consistently that in God's heart and nature and purpose is to heal all who are sick and oppressed by the devil through His Son Jesus Christ. Now, Acts 10:38 specifically says what I just read. Let's go to Acts 10:38. So the provision is through Christ in the New Testament of healing. You can get healed. You can get healed. Now, demons can block some of the healing. If you have worked on a Ouija board, if you've been involved with some black arts, and you have not renounced that, and you're born again, say you got something in you, you're going to have to get that out because you ain't going to get no healing with that. If you're involved with Masons and Freemasons and oaths and lodges that's made by man, this brings sickness and it brings curses because Satan does the things of man, Matthew 16:23. Let's look at Acts 10:38 here, Mike.
How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him.
Now, I want everyone to know, although Jesus did not heal every sick person in the Holy Land, the gospel often records that he healed individual groups of people and all who were sick and brought to him, brought to him. So you need to go to him, not somebody. Well, I had to get to Fight of Miami, the Royal Oak, the healing man there. If you can get there, fine. If you can't, you need to go to him. Let's look at this, Matthew 4:24.
And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with diverse diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them.
All of them came to him, he healed them. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Don't forget, you got to get healed. Break curses. If you got a curse upon you, you can't get healed. If you don't know if you got one, just quote Galatians 3:13 and say, Lord, reveal to me any curses that can hit into me. Because everywhere in the Bible, Jesus healed, and he still heals today. Let's look at Mark 6:56.
Mark 6:56. And whithersoever he entered into villages or cities or country, they laid the sick in the streets and besought him that he might touch, if it were but the border of his garment. And as many as touched him were made whole.
Everywhere, but we keep on going. Let's go to Luke 9:11. I'm sorry. Luke 9:11.
And the people, when they knew it, followed him, and he received them. And spake unto them the kingdom of God, and healed them that had need of healing.
Everybody he touched, he healed. He never turned nobody away. Never. Let's go to, I'm going to read this. Go to Isaiah 53, 4 and 5. This is Jesus, and this is the provision for healing for us. We must confess this. We must believe this. We must wait on. Sometimes you can get healed instantly. Sometimes it takes a while. Don't worry about that. Stand on your faith till you get healed. Surely he had borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of peace was upon him. With his stripes, we are healed. Not that you're not, that you are, but you got to agree to this. We are. It says you are healed. That takes faith. Just because you read it don't mean that you're going to get healed. But if you read it with belief within you and do not doubt it and read it every day, you will get healed. Jesus' anointing death, his death was complete and accurate for the redeeming of the whole person, soul, spirit, and body. As sin and sickness have become the twin giants designed by Satan to destroy us, so forgiveness and healing won't be effective if the devil can get into your life in anger, unbelief, pride, resentment, retaliation, quick-tempered. There's going to be no healing with a person operating like that. It's impossible. Too much negative energy. And all negative energy comes from demons. I can tell you that right now. God wants us whole. The believer should press in humility and faith and possess the full provisions of Christ's atonement, including the healing of his whole body. Now, let's look at James chapter 5. I got it, Mike.
Okay.
Let's look at James chapter 5. Here's a prayer for the sick. He says in James 5:13, is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. You got to pray and believe now. Is any merry? Let him sing songs. If any sick among you, let him call for the elder of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. Prayer of faith. Look at this. The prayer of faith. Jesus seeing their faith, the prayer of faith. Everything deals with faith in order for you to get healed. This is so simple. You get a thousand of these guys teaching faith, faith, faith. You don't have to teach all that. Just say two words, faith and believe. Anything else that does not deal with faith, whatsoever is not of faith is sin, Romans 14, 23. Anything that has faith can bring healing in Christ Jesus. In Christ Jesus. The ongoing minister of the church, Jesus commissioned his 12 to heal the sick. As part of their proclamation of God's kingdom. He did it in Luke 9, 1 through 2. He did it in Luke 9, 6. Later he commissioned 7 disciples to do the same. We know that that's in Luke chapter 10, 1, 8 through 9, and 19. After Pentecost, the early church carried on Jesus' healing ministry as part of the preaching of the gospel at the early church. Now, here we are way up here in 2018, and the early church have done more than what we're doing now. This should not be. This should be seen. People need to see people in operation with the power of God so that they can call upon God and stop calling upon man or some church building that does not house the power of God. Let's look at this, Brother Michael, in Acts chapter 3, 1 through 10, please. This is the early church now. Now, if they did it in the early church, why we can't do it? Something's wrong. Acts 3, 1 through 10, Brother Mike, I did receive your letter that you was going to be a Buffalo Bills fan forever. God bless you.
Nope. Acts chapter 3, verses 1 through 10. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, "Look on us." And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and his ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God, and they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him.
How come we can't do that today, Mike?
People doubting and none don't have faith.
That's right. Let's look at Acts 4:30. I can go
Acts
on and
4.
On all day with this, yes.
And 30, by stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus.
Signs and wonders may be done by the holy name, child Jesus. Healing is really real. Okay, let's look at hindrance to healing. Sometimes there are hindrances to receive divine healing, such as unconfessed sins, demonic oppression or bondage, fear, anxiety, past disappointments that undetermine your faith, unbiblical teaching, failure of the elders to pray over the sick until they get healed, failure of the church to seek and obtain the gifts of miracles and healing that be provided for church members. So if you got a church, go tell your pastor to read Acts chapter 4, 29 through 30. Tell them to read Acts chapter 6, 8. Tell them to read Acts chapter 8, 5 through 6. Tell them to read 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 9 through 10. Tell them to read 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 29 and 31. Tell them to read Hebrews chapter 2, 4. If you're dealing with unbelief, you can't get healed. You need to see Mark 6, 3 through 6, Mark 9, 19, Mark 9, 23 and 24. Self-centered behavior, that ain't going to get you healed. You need to check out 1 Corinthians 11, 29 and 30 for that. At other times, the reasons for physical afflictions to the body and not being able to be healed, unforgiveness, root of bitterness, witchcraft, dazzled in some black arts, you done got involved with something where you have opened up a door of demonic activity, and there's no way you're going to get healing with that. If you done touched the Ouija board and tapped into some of this black arts, get out of it and call us, because you can't get that stuff will get you sick. Call us. God wants us to be healed. Now let's take some steps. What can you do? Let's take some steps. What can we do when praying and asking God for healing of our body? One, be sure you're in right relationship with God. Please do that. Look at study Matthew 6:33, study 1 Corinthians 11, 27 through 30, study James 5:16, and John 15:7. Number two, seek the presence of Jesus in your life. It is he who gives you the heart, the faith that you need for all of your provisions through healing. Seek him. Confess it. Block generational curses. Block any hindrance that have received that will hinder your faith. Ask God to give you the spirit of faith that's in the Bible. Study 1 Corinthians 12:9, Philippians 2:13, and Matthew 17:20. Number three, saturate your life with God's word. Study John 15:7. Romans 10:17. God sends forth his word to heal. Remember that. Psalms 107, verse 20. Let's read that, Mike. God sends forth his word to heal. We're talking about divine healing. Psalms 107, verse 20.
Okay. Psalms chapter 107 and verse 20. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions.
He sent his word to do what? Heal them. Not only can the word can heal, the word can do, can the word by you reading the word itself can be an exorcism, can do exorcisms on you. Go to Matthew 8:16. the word itself can cleanse you from demons. The Bible is that powerful, but you got to mix it with faith. Matthew 8:16.
Matthew chapter 8 and verse 16. Got it. When the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick.
So the word can heal you. Now God watches over the promise of his word to fulfill everything that he said in his Bible. So if he say in Psalms 107 verse 20, you heal. I got the seal of that. That's written in Jeremiah 1:12. Watch this. Go to Jeremiah 1:12. If God tells you you heal, you stand on that healing. Don't let no doubt come in your mind. All this thinking, I'm not healed. When I'm going to get healed? Why, who, what, why? I want to know. Y'all get caught up in them demons and the mind and eyeball spirits and looking around. Well, over here, he healed. I ain't healed. And what is wrong with me? It's your faith is what's wrong with you. Jeremiah 1:12, Big Mike.
Then said the Lord unto me, thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it.
Oh, he's going to hasten that. Give me Isaiah 53:11. He's going to hasten to perform it. He's going to hasten it to perform it. So if you believe, he said he's going to hasten to perform it. So it's not God. It's not him. It's not Jesus. It's not the Holy Ghost. It's something that you're doing. You can't tell me that God can't heal you. I don't care what your problem is. You cannot tell me that God cannot heal you. You're a lunatic if you don't think that God can heal you. Let's see what Isaiah 53:11 said about that, Big Mike. Got another letter for you, Big Mike, another email. You say you're going to the Rams now. Oh,
oh man. Isaiah 53:11. He shall see of the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities.
God's word ain't going nowhere. Let God's promises about healing, remember this, enter into your spirit as revelation. Activate your faith. It can then reunite with God's word. Remember that. Listen to this. Let God's promise about healing enter into your spirit as revelation. Activate your faith. Then unite with God's word for a creative miracle. You can do that. Let's mix this with Hebrews 4:2.
Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 2. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it.
See, you got to mix it with faith. If you don't mix this with faith, you cannot get healed. Romans 14:23. You can get healed. I'm showing you. You have to have faith. We showed that earlier in Matthew 9:1, and Jesus seeing their faith, he saw it. We showed it to you again when we started off in Matthew chapter 9, verse 20. I'm here sitting here live on radio. Someone's calling me. Hang on. Okay, wait a minute. I got to do something. I got to put do not disturb. Okay, Brother Mike, wait 1 minute. Mm-hmm. Then we showed you in Matthew chapter 8:18, while he spoke these things unto them, behold, there came a certain ruler, remember that? And worshipped him, saying, my daughter is even now dead, but come and lay thy hands upon her, and she shall live. But come and do this. He knew she was going to heal us. That man didn't have no doubt. Now let's look at Romans 14:23.
And he that doubteth is damned if he eat, because he eateth not of faith. For whatsoever is not of faith is sin.
The just shall live by faith. Habakkuk 2:4. Now, you got to get faith to get healed. Faith comes by hearing, Romans 10:17, and hearing by the word of God. Keep hearing it, hearing it, hearing it, hearing it. God's call for the prayers of the elders. Let the elder. Now, if you have an elder of the church, he laying hands on you and you didn't get healed, he don't have no anointing, point blank. Because the Bible says that the elder of the church, when they lay hands, they should recover. So if they're not recovering, there's no healing to that elder. Sorry to say that. Attend a service where persons of respected healing ministers present. You can do that. See Acts chapter 5, 15 through 16, and Acts 8, 5 through 7, because Philip was an evangelist, and they went to services, and he performed miracles. Go to attendance to events like that. Wait 1 minute. Hang on. I got a brother just came in here. Brothers and sisters, wait 1 minute. Okay. Now, let's go here to, where was that? Okay. Expect a miracle. Trust in Christ's power. Rejoice if healing comes. Receive it. If it don't come, still rejoice. So don't get hooked up over, has it came? Has it not come? Brother Mike, read Philippians 4:4 and Philippians 4:11 through 13.
Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Starting at verse 11. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned, and whatsoever state I am, therewith be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed, both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Notwithstanding, ye well have done.
Go ahead. Go lock that front door.
Notwithstanding, ye have well done that ye did not communicate with my affliction.
Okay. I'm sorry. I had a church member just came in, and I'm trying to get him situated. Now, if you confess every day that you are healed, you may not see nothing, but that don't mean that God can't heal you. Everything that you do in ministry deals on faith. Everything. If you don't have faith, you can't get healed. If you don't have faith, you can't ask God for anything. If you bring doubt, you bring skepticism, you bring unbelief to the table, how God gonna heal you? Our problem is that we're constantly looking at stuff. We're constantly analyzing stuff from our natural eyes. And when you start seeing it, you start judging. And when you start judging, that moves you out of the law of God. It's impossible for God to heal you if you're looking at your circumstances, absorbing in everything that you see. That's not God. The Bible says the just shall live by faith. He said we walk not by sight, but by faith. So sight stops us from getting healed. It stops our blessing. It gets us. See, when we start looking at circumstances, we go natural. And what is the opposite of good? Evil. Our souls get involved. We get angry. We get upset if things don't work the way we want to work. The devil play all that into that. So what he does is bombard you that you can't get healed. And you can. Realize that if you are committed a Christian, God will never forsake you or forget you. He loves you so much that he has gave to you his son Jesus. Now, why God can't heal us? Question. Brother Mike.
Yes, sir.
I'm jumping up and down on the blog talk room. I don't have no control of it. I can't even see it.
Okay.
Okay, I can't see anything. Okay, you go ahead and take control of it. Now,
okay.
Before we close, the question is, do you really believe in Christ? Why come you can't get healed? Are you really rooted in his word? It's not easy being a Christian. This is the hardest thing I ever had to do in my life. Most difficult. I struggle every day like everybody. I got a young man here, Officer Baker. Come on over here, brother. Been with me for years. U.S. Army soldier, a church member, College Park police officer. trying to serve the Lord. God bless him and pray for him. He's a police officer. He's a good police officer. He ain't that one to be hanging folks and grabbing folks and throwing folks in the cars and doing people wrong like some of these officers. All of them like that. Brother Chris Baker is one of our cyber members. He came that we're going to watch some fellowship tonight. But I asked you this question tonight. Why aren't you here? Have you given up on God? Everything based on our faith, everything we do is based on our faith. The choice is yours. Do you want to stay in doubt? Do you want to look at certain things and say, this is how it is? It can't change. Now, if you're going to say that, everything I said in this Bible is going to be a waste of time. Everything in this Bible is based on one thing. When you read it, you have to believe it. Now, if you don't believe it and you got something operating in you that's stopping you from believing it, that's not my problem. The choice is yours. Some water in there. I got a headache. The choice is yours. What do you want to do? I ask you tonight, do you still want to doubt Christ? Don't doubt Christ. Jesus says, if you can believe, all things are possible for him that believeth. All things. If you can believe. It's that simple. The lady just touched. She said, if I can just touch his garment, I can be healed. If I can just touch his garment, can be healed. If I can just touch, she said, I just want to touch his garment. I don't want to do nothing else. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garments. For she said with herself, if I may touch his garments, I shall be whole. She said she just wanted to touch his garment. She didn't say she wanted to touch him. She just wanted to get next to him, be around him. Well, you know what? We have him every day with us in this right here. Here it is. Why don't you get with him? He's right here. She said she wanted to touch him. Well, we can touch him. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word became flesh in John 1:14. He's right here. How much of this did you know? Because people trying to get healed, and they ain't living right. People want God to heal them, and they want to live in fornication. They want to live in adultery. They want to do a lewd lifestyle. They want to be a homosexual. And yet they want to come to church. They want to be double-minded and still come back to church, and still they want God to give them something. Most Christians don't even know why they're Christians. I ask you tonight, are you going to be that type of Christian? God has provided healing in the Bible for us. There's no reason why we cannot get healed. I don't care what that doctor tell you. I used to be a hospital chaplain, and I would go in there, and when Brother John would go out of town, I ain't like going in there, because I just didn't like seeing all them demons, because when I was at the hospital, God was showing me all kind of spirits, man, and that was a lot. But as I saw them, I saw a lady told me, I said, ma'am, how you doing? I'm doing fine, but who are you? I said, I'm a chaplain. Oh, you're a chaplain. Well, come back tomorrow. Hell, I'm mad at my husband. He didn't come get me no cigarette. Hell, come back tomorrow. I'll talk about Jesus tomorrow. I said, yes, ma'am. She died. This ain't nothing to play with. She died. She died. We dying every day without this word. We're dying. If we feed ourselves this, and commit ourselves to the Word of God. I didn't say commit yourself to no church. I don't like church buildings. They're okay. These American churches, I just can't get with them. I'm sorry. I ain't got nothing against them. but it's so commercialized. American churches, I said. We have one church that we've been on at 10 years. And if these people, if y'all really want to see a church, I got a church for you called Greater Works International Ministry. Just go there and watch you see them get healed. You'll see why I don't have nobody else on that radio station. Nobody. Why? Healing he do. He cast out demons. He lay hands on the sick. They operate in all the nine gifts of the Spirit, greater works. Yes, they do. They operate in all nine gifts of the Spirit. All nine gifts they operate in, all of them. They get a prophetic word. They got a pastor that really cares for them and help them out. They give to their members. He's a very kind man. And that man really loved God and he loves his church. Now, that's the church. We need 1,000 greater works here in America because it ain't like that. I don't see that here. And healing needs to be in these American churches. Can't even go to church to get healed. Then why are you going to church? The people in Jesus' days went to the synagogue. They knew Jesus was there. Everywhere Christ went, hey, here comes Jesus. Let me go get healed. I need to get this. He can still do it. And straightway he called. Then he says, and they was astonished at something. They was really astonished at something. And they went into Capernaum, and straightway on the Sabbath day, he entered into the synagogue and taught on the Sabbath day. And they was astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one that had authority, not as the scribes. And there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, let us. What are we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, hold thy peace and come out. The provisions of the name of Jesus is more powerful than any American church. Confess your healing. Believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Ask God to forgive you for all of your sins, known or unknown. And the Lord will forgive you. Ask him to forgive your sins, known and unknown. And God will forgive you. Believe you're going to get healed. Stand on your healing. Stand on your healing. Stand on your healing. God wants you to get healed from it. Break generational curses. You don't have to live like this. And study the word of God. And ask God to send you somewhere where you can get fellowship. If you don't want to find a place, come with us. We have cyber membership. OverageNavy1@gmail.com. I hope that you was blessed by this. I got to do a deliverance at 11 o'clock. I'm going to spend some time with a brother of mine here. I've been going all day. And I'm going to continue to go. We're going to pick up the strong man of unbelief based on what I taught about on inner healing and how to get healed. We're going to talk about unbelief and what can block you from being healed. See, healing just ain't just physical. Healing is being restored from stress. You can be stressed out and you may need to be healed from something that's stressing you. All of this deals with spirits and God can do it. Based on Acts 10:38. God bless you. Don't forget to sow a seed here at Live Deliverance Internet Radio Ministries. Sow a seed. Help us out. Don't forget to tell someone about Live Deliverance Internet Radio. Subscribe to us. We're going to see you. God bless. Okay, Brother Mike, let's open lines. I can't see nothing, Mike. I got to check. All Mike, right. you're going to have to run the open the lines real quick because I'm going to sit here and watch something with my brother here. And at 11 o'clock, Mike, we got to 10:30. We got to Rodriguez. I got to do an exorcism at 10:30. You sure? I mean, I'm going to be here. Yeah, I didn't want you to see it, though, because it's witchcraft. No, I don't want you getting affected with this, man. It's wicked. But wait 1 minute. Brother John?
Yes.
Okay, I got an email. Wait a minute. Someone tell me something. Hang on. Yes, sir? Okay, Reverend Fillmore said, who wrote that sermon? Crazy.
The Lord did. He gave it to
okay.
Deborah Emmett.
Okay. Okay. Who else now? Okay, Reverend Stillmore says summarization, please.
Summarization. How many minutes you got? 5, 10, 15?
Five,
I can do
five
the 5 minutes.
Minutes.
Okay.
5
okay.
minutes, Brother John.
The good brother. All right, the good brother said one, hindrance to healing. I was taking notes. He says, what keep us from being healed? One, unconfessed sins. Two, demonic oppression or bondage. Three, fear of acute anxiety. Four, past disappointments. Five, people can cause you believe what other people say to you. Unbiblical teaching, you're sitting in a church where they don't teach healing for us today and these kinds of things. Failures of the elders to pray for the prayer of the faith. You got churches where the elders don't even know that they're supposed to pray for their beloved brothers and sisters in the Lord. Another reason why healing is hindrance, failure of the church to obtain gifts of miracles, healing and miracles, so forth. We don't believe that. We have His written word. So failure of the church to seek and obtain gifts of miracles and healings as God intended. Another one is unbelief. I don't believe in that, you know. But then you got self-centered behavior, their own conduct, their personal belief, and their life. Then Brother Emmett said, also unforgiveness can hinder your healing. And so in other instances, God chooses to take His beloved saints to heaven. And then sometimes God decides He just wants to take you home where you be healed on the other side. And then He said steps to take. He said, seek the presence of Jesus in your life, for it is He who will give your heart the faith you need. Be sure you are in a right relationship with God and others. You better make sure you're in the right relationship. And then a few minutes ago, He said, stand on your healing. Also, He said, call for the prayers of the elders of the church. And that's what you'd be supposed to do. Call on one another. Attend a certain. Here's another important one. Be sure you attend a service, a church, a member of church, where healing is still believed. Attend a service where a person with a respected healing ministry is present. And then He also said, rejoice if your healing comes the same day, but you're still supposed to rejoice even if it does not come in that present day. And if you are not finding healing, continue to remember. What do you say? Let me see if I can. If you are not finding healing, if you're not finding healing, continue to remain in Him. Examine your life to see what changes God may desire to work in you. There might be something, might be unforgiveness or something, okay? Know that God's delay in answering prayer are not necessarily denial of those requests. Sometimes God has a larger purpose in mind that when realized results in His greater, and finally, realize that if you are a committed Christian, God will never, never forsake I'll forget you. There are other things He said, but for the sake of time, I'll stop here. Can you hear me?
Hey, amen. I got you,
me?
Brother John.
Hey, you know, just one last note. He also said, he started off by saying, the problem of sickness and disease is intertwined with the fall. I'm talking about the fall of mankind. Now, dig this. He says, where medical science views the cause of sickness and disease as physiological, psychosomatic, they always said, oh, when you go around killing each other, oh, it's psychosomatic, he's crazy, these kind of things. But the Bible sees sin as the underlying basic problem. We have sickness and disease of spiritual causes. And those spiritual causes is like twofold. All the various types of sin can be one cause why we got this sickness and diseases. And the next one, Satan bring those sickness and diseases upon us. God bless you. I enjoyed the session. It was really good.
Amen. All right. Area code 845.
God bless, brother. Amen, brother. One wonderful teaching, brother. One thing that I'll say, pertaining to faith and, you know, healing, to me, everything goes hand in hand when it comes to Jesus Christ and walking in this ministry completely. Because, you know, as Brother Emma was speaking about faith, one scripture really came into my spirit was that now. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Mm-hmm. And when I thought about that, I was like, well, it's That's the substance that we need. That substance is the faith for everything else to work, you know? I mean, like, without faith, things really can't work. I mean, you know, everything else just kind of diminishes. So when I heard that scripture, the key word in there was, like, substance, and the substance of our whole walk in Christ is that faith. That's really the juice or the gas that really makes things flow. And that that goes for, like, healing or miracles or anything, you know what I mean? So, I mean, without that, I mean, what else do we have? Everything. We walk by faith, not by sight. Everything's faith. And that's really that real power that, you know, where Jesus Christ can really work through us, and the Holy Spirit can also guide us in our whole entire life as a Christian, following Christ. So, I mean, awesome teaching, brother. But that's kind of what I got from all that. You know, just that key word is just the substance. That it's just that faith, and I think that if we really start to get that and that revelation, then everything else will just kind of fall into place. Remember?
Amen. Amen. Yeah, that's true, though, because I think a lot of people, when they, unless the situation gets to the point where it's dire, a lot of people, they just want, you know, just to be healed right then and there. You know, they don't want the relationship with Christ or to have faith. They just want to go to him just for the healing, you know, and that's all they want to get out of the situation. You know, they don't want to, you know, do what it takes to, you know, serve and sacrifice and, you know, put their faith and trust in him. They just want the healing, and then I'm done, I'm out, you know, just like a doctor. Go give me my medicine and let me go. So,
amen. But, I mean, how many times did people come to Jesus and say, Jesus, heal me, and then Jesus said, you know, it's already done, you know? He pretty much said, according to your faith, that's it. It's already done. He just said, go home. It's already finished. You know what I mean? So, it just tells you right there. But it's just, this really is according to your faith. You know what I mean? Now, of course, there's, like, other times where God will heal people and just, you know, like, out of a miracle, it'll just happen. You know, people will just get, like, miraculously healed, you know? But, you know, I think it's really according to the person's faith. I mean, the Bible clearly says that every man has faith too. So, but if you do have that faith, and we really grasp it in our minds, you know, and I think everything else will just really start to just to align itself, you know? So, amen, bro.
Exactly.
Powerful.
Amen.
Powerful. Bless.
Okay.
Love you, brothers. So it was a pleasure, guys.
Love you. Love you too, 845. Oh, I'm sorry.
Shalom, brother.
Shalom. All right, folks. Well, that does conclude the broadcast for tonight. I hope that everyone out there who heard this teaching, I hope that you were truly blessed and that, you know, you all took note of the message, the bottom line to your healing. You have to have faith. That's the foundation of anything, no matter what. If you want healing, you're going to have faith. You're going to have to believe that it's already done. You know, as the brother just said, you know, Jesus told him, it's already done. You're already healed. But we, in the course of being in our flesh, we a lot of times we doubt, you know, and our faith is not there. Just show a small, even if it's the small measure of faith, if that's all the faith that you have, show it, use it. Let the Lord use you. You know, let the Lord, you know, heal you with the faith of a mustard seed. You know, if that's all you got, then believe in it. Just believe that you're going to be healed. Amen. All right. Let's go ahead and close for tonight. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this teaching. Father, we thank you, Father, for the message that went forth tonight, Father. Please, Father, let those who heard it, Father, let it be edifying, Father, to them. Father, let them receive wisdom and knowledge, Father, from what is being said and done here each and every night, Father. We'd like to thank those, Father, who are in attendance, Father, that you have brought to this ministry, Father, for tuning in, Father, as well. Father, thank you, Father, for, you know, allowing them to come to this ministry, Father, to receive this word, Father. Continue to bless them, bless this ministry, Father, and bless those who will come. In the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, amen. Shalom, everyone. Have a good night. I know we're getting off a little bit early, but we have a couple of deliverances we got to get started on. And if it is the Lord's will, we will see you again here tomorrow night on Live Deliverance on blogtalk.com. Shalom, everyone. Have a good night.